Michael Vick to the podium now.
Mike, Cedric Raymond, Sports and Death. There's a lot of speculation that today might have been Andy Reid's last game coaching and possibly your last game playing in Philadelphia. Can you give us an insight into the mood of the locker room prior to taking the field?
I mean, we just wanted to go out and get a win. You know, first and foremost, that's the ultimate and common goal. You know, other than that, you're not thinking about what can happen the day after the game. So, you know, most importantly, you know, we just wanted to finish strong and finish with the win. Unfortunately, we wasn't able to do that.
Mike, how would you put this season in perspective?
To me, you know, it was, can't even say it was ups and downs. You know, it was, you know, it was dismal. It wasn't what we thought. You know, we came into the season with high expectations, and you know, we didn't perform to the best of our abilities on, you know, by any means. You know, so, you know, we got to, you know, look back and see, you know, what we didn't do correctly. And, you know, at some point in our futures, we all have to correct them and do it differently.
Mike, in the locker room, a lot of players talk about a lack of fight for this team today. How does that happen, and why did it happen?
I don't know how that happens. You know, I mean, you watch us play, and it, we don't exuberate the things that we do in practice. You know, so I don't know where that comes from. I know, you know, it's frustrating and it's difficult because me, I leave it all out in the field, and I give it everything I got. And sometimes I wish I could play other positions, but I can't. You know, so, you know, you do the best you can. That's all you can ask of yourself. And you know, football means a lot to a lot of the guys in the locker room, and I know it means a lot to me. And, you know, I give it everything I got, you know, whenever I step out on the field, regardless of the situation, coming back after 8 games, or I don't care. You know, I give it everything I got, and that's something I can be proud about.
Mike, looking back, how difficult was it on the team, looking back on it, when there's a mandate out, 8-8 or better, when you have that kind of hanging over you going into the year?
You know, I really don't think I have to explain, you know, how difficult it was to go through the type of season that we endured. I mean, it is what it is. And you know, if you finish with, what, 4 or 5 wins, then it's nothing to be happy about. It's nothing to be proud of. You don't go through, you know, spring training and training camp, you know, to go, you know, what, 5-11? You don't do that. 4-12.
Did that make it tougher, though, when the owner comes out and says, you got to be this or else?
You know, I mean, that's our owner's demand. You know, I mean, that's what he wants. That's what he expects. I would expect, you know, a lot of great things as well. You know, especially after finishing the way we finished last year, and you know, the season before, you know, the type of seasons we've had. So it's just expectation, and you got to place that on, you know, on the coaches, on the players, in order to get them to perform.
Mike, how do you 32 feel about teams are looking at your film today and your film this season. Why should they be confident that you're still a starting quarterback in this league?
I can't answer that for you.
Do you mind back here as an Eagle this year?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I have to just, you know, just take some time to think about everything that happened this season and reflect on it. You know, I can't take the positives away, you know, as far as, you know, what I was able to accomplish. You know, ultimately, you know, I wish we could have accomplished more for my teammates, but, you know, I don't know right now. I just need to get some rest.
Mike, this is Andy's likely his last game. He gave you the chance to come back and play football in the NFL. Your feelings towards Andy Reid as we stand here right now?
He's a great man, and I love him to death, and I wish we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. You know, I wish I could have done more. Hopefully a lot of players in the locker room right now feel like they could have done more. But, you know, coach can't go out and play the game. You know, he can only coach. And, you know, it's our responsibility to go out and make it right, and we didn't.
Mike, you haven't been this critical of your teammates until right now, where you're saying, yes, I noticed a lack of fire, I noticed a lack of effort, but I don't believe that I had a lack of effort, I believe it was them.
No, I'm not saying, let's clear this up. I'm not saying my teammates gave a lack of effort and I noticed it. I just know we can play better. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you down 21-0 and the first quarter's not even over. So what is that? We don't know. But You know, at the same time, you still got to battle through it. You still got to fight through it. I just noticed it's a big difference, you know, than what we was, you know, going through, you know, last year and the year before. And it shouldn't be that way. And I have to sit here and be candid right now. And if every guy was in that locker room was to come up to this podium, they should say the same thing I say, verbatim. So it is what it is. You know, it's really nothing else to talk about. You know, I wish all the guys the best in that locker room. And we'll see what happens.
Mike, are you a better quarterback, as good a quarterback right now as you were at the end of a very successful 2010 season?
I think so. I really do. And I say that genuinely, and I know what I can do, you know. I mean, I felt good after missing 8 games, coming out there with 1 week of practice and still, you know, somewhat being efficient, fighting the elements and still, you know, performing. But I mean, we all have to, you know, just be honest with ourselves and, you know, just know that it takes, you know, 22 guys to win a football game, 11 on offense, 11 on defense. No one man can do it on his own. And that's just as candid as I can be right now, you know, to help you all, you know, down the road.
Are you a better quarterback now than when you started off in Atlanta from 2001 to 2007 and all that? Has you grown that much as a quarterback now?
I've grown a lot as a quarterback because I've learned so much in protection schemes and, you know, learned, you know, all the integral parts of the game that, you know, quarterback has to learn to grow. So, you know, you look at my film, you know, it's a lot of things that change. So, you know, I'm playing the game differently now. You know, and I've tried to progress. You know, that's what it's about, growth. But you know, we have to all grow together. And you know, if you don't have that, then you won't win too many football games.
Last question. Really high level in 2010. You haven't been able to get back to that same level of production the last 2 years. When you look back at it and think about it, why do you think that is?
I don't know. We have to all go back and look at the film. You know, I think that's what it's all about. You just got to look at the film. I mean, like I say, not one person can win a football game. You know, you have to have the total team effort, offense, defense, and special teams. And if I could do it myself, I would do it, you know, but I can't. So if that answers your question, hopefully it does.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right.
There you have it, Michael Vick's final press conference of this 2012 season. We're going to take a quick break here on the postgame show presented by Rico. Bo Wolf and Adam Kaplan back with your phone calls on the other side. 215-339-6709.